I am going to preach on the subject of love, and I'd like to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing me to be able to preach today. Please just be with the rest of this service and bless everything that goes on with it. In your name I pray. Amen. First thing I'd like you to see is what is love? My first subpoint under that is love is a fruit of the Spirit, and we see that according to Galatians 5:22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." The first fruit of the Spirit that He gives us is love. Love is the main fruit that He has, because without love, he'd be angry. He wouldn't have mercy. He wouldn't have grace on us. He wouldn't be meek. He wouldn't have temperance, because he wouldn't have any reason to do those things. So his love brings those things. The second thing I'd like you to see is God is love, and we see that he loved us enough to. He loved us enough, and with his love, he died on the cross for our sins. Number two, I'd like you to see what love isn't. We see in 1 Corinthians 13, he gives us a list of things that love is and what love isn't. Verses 4 through 8, he said, "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. And charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up." First thing I'd like you to see is, love is not proud. And he tells us this in verse 4, where he says, is not puffed up. Love is not puffed up. Love doesn't say, I'm the best, I want everybody to know that, so you can just mark it down, I'm the best person in the world. Love puts everybody else first. The second thing I'd like you to see is love is not jealous. It says that charity suffereth, verse 4 says, charity suffereth long and is kind, and charity envieth not. It is not covetous of that which it does not have. It is not looking for things which it does not need. In verse 5, he tells us that it doth not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own, and is not easily provoked. It thinketh no evil. Imagine that. True love thinks no evil. Doesn't think evil of anything. Verse 6 says, "It rejoiceth not in iniquity. It doesn't want any part of sin, but rejoiceth in the truth. It beareth all things, believeth all things, and hopeth all things, endureth all things, and charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away." Next thing, the last point I'd like you to see is great love. The first thing under that is love dies for friends. As the Bible tells us that greater love hath no man than this, that a man should lay his life down his life for his friends. God himself came down as a friend and a servant to all mankind. With his love, he died for us. The next thing I'd like you to see is that love forgives. In Luke 23, verse 34, God said, "Forgive them, for they know Father." He says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Even though our sin put him on a cross, we mocked him and killed him. Even though we did that, he still said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." In John 3:16, he tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Because of his love, he was able to go to the cross, die, tell his Father to forgive us, and ask his Father to forgive us as well. And through that, he gives us salvation. The last point I'd like you to see is love reigns on high. Mark 16:19, God says, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God." Jesus Christ went through torture for his heavenly Father, for us to believe, to live eternally, not just because it was his will, but because it was the Father's will. See that in Luke chapter 22, I believe. Verse 42, he says, I'll start with verse 40. "And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Love says, "Father, thy will be done, not mine." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this day.